by the horses, too, that being easier than messing with hobbles. I was halfway to the top before he started after me. The flesh of the wind whale was sort of spongy and definitely smelly, with the odor of burned flesh added. The flesh trembled with pain and failing life. Such a noble monster. I wanted to cry for it.
Raven, hurry up! There's three of them up here and a big fire burning back there.
Right then, there was a baby explosion. It knocked me down. Gobs of fire splattered the ground. Some of the dry grass caught. There would be trouble if that spread. By the time Raven dragged his carcass up, I had the woman across my shoulders and the old man, who was the only one on his feet, was tying her so she wouldn't slide off. Finished, the old boy whipped around and started trying to drag a frond-like piece of wind whale off somebody else. Panting, Raven looked at me, looked at the woman, grumbled. It had to be, didn't it? I said, "Hey, this broad is solid as a rock. Oh, she's got a lead butt. She weighs as much as I do. How about you get her down?" He muttered. "I'm getting too old for this crap." And headed for the old man. "You! What the hell are you doing here?" He wasn't surprised to see the guy under the frond, though. Having Silent drop out of the sky was just the kind of trick he expected the fates to pull on him. He was shaking as he helped the old man lift the frond. The old man started fussing over Silent. A black lump of a something glommed onto his shoulder made a sound like a kitten crying.
"Hoist him up," the old wizard ordered. "Carry him. We don't have time for me to bring him around."
I started down then. Whatever else they said, I missed. Pretty soon, they started down after me. Something whispered overhead. The lump on the wizard's shoulder mewed again. A screech tumbled down from the dark. The wind whales Mantas had come to circle their dying partner. What happened to Mantas when their wind whale died?
"Ouch!" Raven yelled. "Watch where the hell you're stepping."
At the same time, the old man said,
"The arrogance of you, man. The bloody, insufferable, conceited arrogance. You, without claim or right, demand explanations of me. The conceit of you surpasses comprehension. I should be asking you what you're doing here, fluttering around ahead of the limper. Are you his forerunner? His death scout? Will you get moving before we get crisped like bacon?"
I got my feet on the ground, watched them. Raven was thoroughly pissed. Maybe he never figured out that he wasn't a lord anymore and the world wasn't going to jump when he barked. And he never did have sense enough to be scared of the right people. People like old Bowmans, who could probably turn him into a frog if he got aggravated. Raven didn't get to shoot off his own mouth. Another explosion almost shook him and the old man off the wind whale. A big shudder rolled through the monster.